joined by K centre-back Adam Thompson after this afternoon's 4-1 win at Boreham Wood. Adam, it was some second-half performance. What did the management team say to you at half-time?
He just said that we needed to up our game. We was quiet all over the park. Wasn't passing the ball correctly. Just basically just letting them play around us, play through us. And we just had to group together and get the win.
Was it a bit of a hairdryer moment in there?
No. I've seen him go a lot worse than that. He was calm for once, and I think that done the job.
We scored four goals today, four different scorers. Bobby Traynor obviously gets a lot of the goals, but we've got threats from all over the pitch, haven't we? How big a plus is that, that people are plugging in with goals from everywhere?
Honestly, in the team talk before the game, Daz said that we've got players who need to help out Bobby and Carl. Well, maybe not Carl, but Bobby definitely, and said the midfield need to chip in with some goals, and Huck's got one today, Jolly got one today. Even Duke's got one, which I can't believe, because that's one more than I've got this season. So
it's about time you started chipping.
Yeah, he's laid the competition down today. He mentioned it in the warm down that he scored one and I haven't. So,
and was that potential goal of the season, do you think? Talking about Duke's, not Jolly.
Duke's is, yeah, well, he missed three the other day, didn't he? I can't remember who it was against, so I'm just glad he got his big toe or dread, whatever it was, and went over the net.
The results yesterday saw the pack really closing in on us. How important was it to get a result today in the light of yesterday's results?
Definitely. We've been second for however long, and all of a sudden we're third. We're thinking, oh dear, what's going on? Sutton have got some games in hand, which could put them above us, I believe. So yeah, definitely 3 points was needed. We hadn't won for a while as well. We played games, drawn. We had lost Tuesday, which looked to be a win until Tulse choked. But yeah, it's fine. It's a good result.
I hear that yourself and Matt Gray particularly have been offering much support for Rob Telford this last week.
Yeah, to be honest, Tulse took it quite badly, to the point where he was getting on my nerves, because I thought he should have been get over it after 5 minutes of the final whistle. Just get over it. It happens. We all make mistakes. But it shows how professional he is that he did take it to heart. But he done all right today. Made a great save
in at 2-1.
Yeah, to keep us in the game, which he's done all season. And Tuesday, he just needs to forget about it. It happens. I've seen the replay, and it does look bad. But yeah, he's been playing excellent, keeping someone like Luke Garrard at our team, who for the last three seasons, I believe, been playing outstanding, captain. And it's a shame for him that Tulsa's come in and play so well.
We've wobbled a bit recently, results-wise, if not performance-wise. Does the manager sort of drilled that home the last few games, in that they haven't quite gone our way, but we have been playing well, just Karen playing well, and things will start fall for us?
Oh, there's a shock, isn't it?
Well done, Buffy.
Yeah, that's the best manager in non-league football, Alan Nelson.
Good lad. Thanks very much. Even Abdi's not bad.
Yeah, question. Hamzy, what was the question? I've lost.
Results haven't gone our way recently, yeah, but performances have been alright.
Yeah, after the game, Hamzy did mention to us that we've played a lot better than that and haven't come away with any points, so just to come away with 3 points today was great.
And how good is it to be back in the team? You've been injured a fair bit recently. How frustrating has that been?
So annoying when I'm injured. That's all he says. I'm either I have a play or I'm injured. It's one of the two. Hamstring injury I've never got before, so it was a bit of a shock. Tried to rush back immediately after it, and it wasn't good enough. But I'm glad. Hopefully, 10 games to go, all my injuries are behind me, because I've probably missed nearly 20 games for the club this season. So I owe something.
It's good to see you back as well. I saw you before the game at Hornchurch doing a fitness test with Hamstring. In fairness, it looked like you were about to pass out there.
Yeah, Hamzy did put me through it a bit. He did that to get me going. The pitch was really soft, so I found it hard. I hadn't trained at all for 3 weeks up to that, and he gave me a good fitness test, and I got through it. So fair play to Hamzy.